You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I never once considered that it was appropriate to put taxpayer money on the line in resolving Lehman Brothers.
And so, Secretary of the Treasury Henry Paulson didn't, and Lehman Brothers went out of business. Financial investors, managers, and CEOs, everyone is watching Wall Street after the fall of Lehman Brothers and the teetering of AIG, the insurance giant, this morning. Alan Sinai would put himself in the category of keen observer with a personal connection. He's the president of Decision Economics, financial market information support and advisory firm. Between 1983 and 1996, Alan Sinai was chief global economist and a managing director and director of Lehman Brothers Global Economics of Lehman Brothers Incorporated. He joins us now. Alan, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Nice to be with you.
Well, first of all, what's your personal reaction to the fallout from the bankruptcy announced over the weekend?
Very sad and very unhappy because it's such a difficult situation for a lot of terrific people, including the chairman of Lehman Brothers. A firm with a great 158-year-old tradition. It's had its ups and downs, always come back. And so it's tragic to see this happen.
You know, Alan, you and I go back a long ways to when I was a newscaster at All Things Considered at NPR back in the early 80s, and I used to call you up regularly twice a month to get reaction to various economic statistics of one kind or another, and you always had great analysis. Is it a little more difficult to try to analyze what's going on in the history-making volatility on Wall Street?
No. Analysis is different from emotions, and one has to, at least in the work that I do and my organization does, we try to look at everything quite objectively.
And looking objectively, do you think AIG, the insurance giant, is going to make it? They were downgraded this morning. They've got contractual issues that are going to start an unwinding at that firm unless something doesn't happen quickly. They've got $20 billion from the New York governor and some internal funds. What do you think?
It's difficult. Asset prices are going down, and AIG was in lots of businesses that weren't insurance. I think in this kind of situation, it is a financial crisis. We have them in most business cycles. They are integral and part of downturns. We normally lose many more institutions, financial and otherwise, than we have lost so far. So I think we have to expect, given the circumstances, whether it's AIG or someone else, we're going to lose more banks, non-banks, and probably some corporations will file for bankruptcy as well in what is, we think, a recession, and it's going to get worse.
Alan Sinai, let me ask you, since we're asking everybody this morning, the Fed is meeting. Are they going to drop interest rates? What's your bet on what they do when they meet today?
You know, I doubt it. Dropping the federal funds rate a quarter point is going to make any difference. Most of the funding that goes on is in the capital markets, and that is tied to LIBOR, which is about 2.8%. That's in the London Interbank Market. And the a quarter point on a federal funds rate is not going to make much difference. Maybe they'll do it, but I think they're very split. I doubt that those in the Federal Reserve who are concerned about the long-run consequences of the Feds being so supportive in the private sector will sign on to a rate cut. They could sign on to a much more concerned statement about the economy and financial conditions, but I doubt that they're going to agree to a rate cut. But it's certainly possible. I don't think it's going to make much difference.
Alan
so
Sinai.
It doesn't make much difference while I do it.
Alan Sinai, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Alan Sinai is a chief global economist, strategist, and president of Decision Economics Incorporated, watching the Fed as everyone is. You know, if you go to business school, you learn about the LIBOR interest rate that banks charge each other that Alan was talking about there. He is not predicting a Fed cut today.
Which is interesting, though, but he sounded a lot like the European analysts who we've spoken to this morning, who also said that feelings are really split as to whether or not the Fed would reduce the interest rate. So we'll see. But you...
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.